You got to be able to move forward. It's part of the game. It's part of the process.
Do you think you did that yesterday? I mean,
yeah, I did it. That's already gone. You know, we've come in here and watched the film and, you know, moved on to this week. You got a nice opponent with the Lions that, you know, we want to kind of knock them off their playoff hopes as well and keep ours alive. But, you know, it's just you got to move forward. You're in the NFL for a reason, and your skill level and your success and your track record in the NFL will always, you know, be there in the back of your mind. You got to build off that and build off what you've done this year outside. Move forward.
But I guess I meant, do you think you overthought things with all the wind and everything?
Nope.
Okay.
Would you have approached that kick differently if you were kicking to the closed end at the end there?
Well, a totally different wind. It goes left to right one way and right to left the other way. So, yeah, to answer your question, I would have approached it differently. Yeah.
Feel a lot more educated about TCF at this point?
Of course, yeah. Anytime you've played there as many times as we have now, you're going to get more comfortable with it. And, you know, it's definitely difficult stadium to play in, but like I said before, you know, you got to do well outside, and up until last game I thought we had done well outside of TCF, so you know, we have one more game there, which is nice for me, a little bit in redemption, but we'll be fine.
How bad was the wind on the 56-yard?
It was bad all day. So, you know, it was bad for their kicker and he did a great job. You know, it was bad for their punter as well and our punter, and they both did good jobs, but I need to hold up my end and you know, make that kick at the end, or at least give it a good chance. But, yeah, the conditions are the same for everybody.
How different is week to week there?
Very different. You know, you can only predict so much about that field. The way it comes through that open end and swirls around, it's definitely unpredictable. But say it again, you still got to do well.
Leonard, do you feel okay about the way you hit that 56-yarder or the wing?
No. I mean, anybody who watched that tape can realize that I didn't feel good about what I hit. And, you know, it's something that I'll draw on for the future. And next time I get a long opportunity like that with that type of wind, I'll say, hey, you know, made that mistake before, don't do it again, and you know, move forward.
Blair, how much did you go to the tape on that, or did you already know, like, at the moment?
I knew at the moment. Been doing this for a little while, and I knew what had happened. You know, luckily my teammates did well and sort of picked us back up and got the win for us.
What did you do there on that 56-yarder?
Just flipped my toe up and caught a little bit of the ground, and I really wanted to sort of drive it and let it play right to left, and I didn't really do what I wanted to do with it at all.
Has there been any kind of common thread with the misses this year that you can kind of
No. There's nothing. There's no underlying problem or issue. You know, I think I've done enough damage outside this year where I think I can prove that I can kick outside. But you know, games like that don't help. You know, my statement there. But I'm fine. I'll be fine.
Was one of the misses a little more frustrating than the other to you?
Obviously, both frustrating.
Both frustrating.
Both frustrating. You know, obviously the game winner you want to hit, but it's longer, and then the shorter one you want to make, but it's not a game winner. So, you know, you can look at it both ways.
And you just push that shorter one?
Yep. Didn't give the win almost enough respect there. Sort of needed to play it at the upright and let it fade back in, but played it a little bit left center instead.
Was there any thought to try to bomb it at the end of the first half there instead of, I mean,
I always want to bomb it. I don't care. I don't care about percentages or any of that. So I wanted to go out there and bomb it, but, you know, it would have been almost impossible to make that kick.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.